everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. There's a ladies man who's been out chasing alligators all day. He got a couple. And then the lot next door, he's really tired and exhausted from it. This is what happens when he goes out and hunts alligators. And we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, doing really good so far. It's a pretty successful day so far, just cranking away, getting a lot of rides done, and full progress everywhere, man. It couldn't ask for any better right now.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. There he goes. See, he gets tired from chasing those alligators out there, bro.
Yeah, he's been chasing them, all right.
He goes out and gets them, doesn't he? And then he brings them back. We make nice boots out of them, don't we, Bob? Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique fashion and accessories. The Outlaw is loose. Robin and Layla are running around down there in Abacoa, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We won't be there this week or this month, but we will be for the unveiling of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang for the public and three major press publications on November 18th. Bub.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it.
It's going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we got a lot of work to do here in the next, man, 2 to 3 weeks, and a lot of good stuff going on, so we just got to keep cranking and just get stuff rolling out.
Gotta keep it going. Monkey in Paradise, a two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California. They are the best of the best, brewed right here in West Palm Beach, Bub. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please
drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. We must do that. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Steeda Autosports, CPE, Bub, Borla Exhaust. I mean, all the big names that have come together, Turbonetics, Precision Turbo, for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA car. We're going to shift a little bit today and talk about, Bub, this 2016 Dodge Challenger that's sitting here behind us that was involved in a very serious accident. Bub.
Yeah, man, it's this has been a pretty big one. It's, we've had everything from, the quarter panel to the body of the car, the frame portion of the body of the car. Structurally, this thing was a wreck, dude. It was just an absolute nightmare. You know, we've gotten all of our parts sent in from Mopar directly so that this thing is going to go back together as identical to assembly line production as physically possible. So we are talking everything from fenders to doors to mirrors to handles to airbag sensors to the safety restraint systems, the seat belts, the airbags themselves, side curtain airbags, the seat airbag, the leather seat covers. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine that has to go into this job, which is super, super in-depth. But it is coming together so nice right now. It's looking really strong. As you can see, this entire quarter panel all the way down the side has all been done. Into the door on this side has been done. The front fender is already sitting on the car right now. We've got the driver's side front fender sitting here now. We've got the bumper sitting next door. Everything's getting ready to go into the final paint stages, man, and just lay the color on this thing and finish bolting it together at this point.
Bub, this car has taken about 7 months to bring back to life. It was hit by a Mini Cooper at a stoplight. It completely ignited every airbag on the right side of the vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, and every panel on this car was hit and out of alignment.
Yeah.
This has not been an average job, Bub, where you just slap it through the body shop. One of the things you're known for is the quality of your fit and finish on the car. This is the car, ladies and gentlemen, you saw featured several months ago when it came in with the entire side crushed in. That has been pulled. It has been fixed, Bub. It has been body worked. You've been able to do a lot of work with it. You were given OEM replacement parts on the estimate invoice, but once again, you reached into your pocket and went Mopar all the way.
Well, yeah, man, it's, we do that a lot. It's almost every time we do any sort of insurance job. It's, insurance jobs, they honestly suck.
You make no money off of them.
They lowball you completely, right? But they always, and it doesn't matter if your car is brand new. I mean, this is a brand new car, right? As of, January 16th, this was still a brand new car. So, or January 17, this was just coming out of the 16 model year, so this was, these things were still available just the past couple months, still are available that have 0 miles on them. This thing, low mileage, brand new, just a couple weeks into the ownership of this car was the wreck, right? So, you don't want to go and take a car that, not only is new, but have a wreck, stack up right away, but then you don't want to go and just throw a bunch of junk parts at it, and that's what a lot of these insurance companies want you to do. Is they pay you for replacement parts. They pay you for companies that are, which is fine saying, but LKQ, Keystone, aftermarket companies, and you can look at any insurance supplemental and see that that's what they pay you for. And it's a third of the rate. For a fender from them is $60. A fender from Mopar is
$180.
Right, so it's a big difference, but when you're dealing with terms of quality, in terms of fitment, in terms of, what the end result's going to be, you want to just knuckle down and do it the right way one time.
All the way down to the fasteners, we're going to see some examples of that in just a minute. Although we are not a collision center, By trade, Bub, we do collision work, especially for our high-end clients. It takes time, it takes skill to do this. This car would have, under any circumstance, going through a collision center, would have been slap-tacked together, and half the parts would have been left off of it.
I couldn't imagine, dude. Trust me.
Our normal bill rate is $135 an hour. We are paid $42 an hour to do these cars, plus materials.
Yeah. And that's like, that's good for them. Like, that's insurance things. That's
when you've got uneducated, unskilled workers slamming things together.
Yeah, it's, you know, most people, you know, especially in terms, you know, with how bad this was, I mean, everything from the top of the quarter all the way in. I mean, literally the only piece we did not paint on this car was the trunk lid and the roof of this car. That's all that was not painted. Every panel on this whole entire car is going
to wrinkled.
Be painted and, you know, redone from there. So, you know, you're looking at something that's been completely redone all the way around. Most people would literally not take the time to do, you know, sheet metal straightening. There's a lot of companies out there that would just take a bunch of Duraglass and Bondo and some fiberglass resin, mix it all together, come up with something pretty strong, slap it on the side wherever the dents were, and just roll with it. But you have a crap job. In the end, 6 months from now, a year from now, that's going to start popping.
Yes, it does.
This is all true steel.
Everything, I mean, this is, you kept everything steel.
There's
with
no
the factory parts.
This is literally just a thin coat of skim coat of final just to take out any little waves and imperfections when you do that guide coat process that we discussed the other day on the SEMA Mustang, you know, doing the gray with the black dust coating so you can get any highs and lows.
Bub, you've done an amazing job. Mr. Producer, you do have a question. We'll jump into our questions real quick.
No, it's first off, Michael McCloskey.
Mike McCloskey. He's a very, very, very good friend of ours. His Mustang is the beautiful one we're building in the paint facility right now.
Oh, no kidding. That's him. That's looking gorgeous.
Yep. It is looking good.
But he says, good morning.
Good morning, brother
Mike.
Good morning,
Mike.
He added a comment to a comment from Larry Williams, which is, don't let Tom move that car.
Larry, I promise I won't touch this car. There was $26,000 in damage to this car, as written by the insurance company. Currently, we are sitting at about $32,000 in parts and labor on the car prior to its final completion. So I promise I won't touch this car.
Mike is hoping the same, though.
Mike, Brother Mike, you got to give me a little credit, but I can wreck anything. But let's talk a little bit about it. We see here, these are officially Mopar stamped pieces. Yeah. What people don't understand, and I get tired of the arrogance, is when you put an aftermarket LKQ part on it, you will have several different problems. One, your body lines will not line up perfectly, as we can see down this car it does, with the rest of the car. There's always stamping imperfections because it's done in Chinese, on Chinese equipment. And
product, you're going to have to spend 2, 3, 4 times the amount of time modifying it, maybe tweaking brackets, doing some body work to it. You're either going to be left with that, or you go the 100% route and you buy a factory stamped part, which is what we did all the way down the side, the quarter panel, the door, the fenders, all these components.
Everything.
And you know that those products are coming from what this car was just built a year ago.
Right? As it slid down the assembly line.
So it's going to be the same exact product. We're just taking them off and sticking them on, essentially. That's what you're doing.
Right down the assembly line.
It's going to work. It's not going to be, you know, drill this hole out to get a little bit more of an adjustment. This fender I just stuck on the car, it just went right on and it's done.
And look at the alignment of the lines that you kept in the doors and everything. But one of the other things we want to talk about is, for example, on an estimate like this, they give you OEM replacement airbag sensors. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm going to be hitting the side like this, I'm not going to trust an aftermarket sensor. I'm going to trust the OEM replacement sensor. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, especially with, you know, safety-related items, man. It's, you know, when you're dealing with safety restraint systems, airbag systems, you want to make sure that you're buying top quality. There's you know, a lot of guys out there that go to junkyards and get airbags, for Christ's sakes. You don't know how long it's been sitting in the junkyard. You know, it could have had mildew build up inside, short out the connectors on the backside of it if the car had no windshield in it. Maybe put, you know, $500 airbag in because you didn't want to spend $1,500 for the steering wheel airbag at the dealership, right? Well, you could have, you know, corroded sensors on them, and then you get in a severe accident. Guess what? Nothing.
And that's what people don't understand, what takes time and quality, okay? We're not making the money off of the job, but we are putting the client back out there so the car looks perfect. Let's take a look at a couple parts here, Bob, if we could. We mentioned that we use only OEM replacement parts, even though we are given all our money for those replacement parts.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at these, Bub. Let me show the audience. These are, Bub, what am I holding in my hand right here?
So those there are actually the side impact airbag sensors. There's two on the passenger side of this vehicle. There's one at the B pillar, one at the C pillar. And what you're holding is literally, it just feels frequency from side impact collisions. And once the internals of those feel that, they tell the airbag system, hey, we need to deploy this airbag. And these are, we're talking thousandth of a millisecond how fast these things respond and interact with the accident alone. So once these sensors go bad, there is no opening them up and repairing them. You have to use a data scan tool to go in and find out what sensors have been told to trigger and activate what airbag, whether it be the seat airbag, the side curtain airbag, the steering wheel airbag, the dashboard airbag on the passenger side, the rear seat airbag. There are so many different sensors that are associated with all these components. You have to scan each and every one of them to find out, because there's one back here, there's one in the rear bumper, you know, a couple in the rear bumper, a couple in the front bumper. Which ones to replace, or else you're just going to be spending, those are $150 a piece, you're going to be spending $150, and you may just be guessing at which ones are wrong. So these are your B and C's. We're going to replace those things. You've got the Mopar one in your hand. These are the originals that we've marked.
Tell me, though, Bob, real quick, the difference between this sensor and this sensor.
None.
Why is there no difference?
So these sensors are B and C pillar on the side of this car. What's nice is these two sensors are the exact same. So you do have to make sure, this is why it's important to go through and scan and find out exactly which one is bad, because some guys may just change one, and you may have changed the wrong one because there are two sensors.
And now your airbags won't deploy in your next accident.
So we go through, we've got both new ones for the side of this car, the passenger side, so we'll get those installed. Those will then allow the airbag system on the passenger side of the car to reactivate and know that everything is okay, because those sensors will be in check, not saying they've already deployed. And then we can go ahead and start plugging in all of our airbags, our seat airbag, because then they won't deploy again. They'll be safe, they'll be ready to go. So you'll put in the seat airbag, you'll put in the curtain side, or the side curtain airbag, you'll put in also the passenger side seatbelt assembly, because all of those as well go into a full lockout mode on any type of accident.
So Bob, basically what we're saying is, because you took the time to buy the original OEM part, it will plug in perfectly, and the mounting points will be the same, and we know they'll work 100% under another accident condition.
Yeah, if it happens again, then they'll be 100%. There will be no worry, no question at all, no thinking about it.
Let's talk a little bit about, Bub, what we've got going right here. This is kind of a gnarly looking piece
thing.
Here. Is right, this so like a cane you unfold or something you walk on?
No, don't go crazy with this. So this is the side curtain airbag. So this is literally what runs from the C-pillar into that corner again. Remember, this whole section right here was all crushed in. Runs from the C-pillar at the back glass all the way up over the roof, all the way down the front side of the A-pillar. So that is one of your largest side curtain airbags right there. It unfolds about 6 feet long. And that is what protects everybody's upper body half, essentially your neck, shoulders, head. That's what that piece does.
This is the explosive device that, once the sensor that plugs into this pigtail right here detects that there's been an immediate stop, charges this, explodes, and fills this airbag, side curtain airbag up. This is not an aftermarket replacement.
No, no chance.
This is from?
That's brand new from Mopar.
From Mopar.
Yeah,
ladies
that's
and gentlemen, by quality, you get it right every time.
Yeah, those are, you know, and there's a lot of those pieces, man, that again, most junkyards or most insurance companies want you to source components like this, and it's just not something that I as a builder will ever do. You know, essentially at the end of the day, the owner of this car, him, his wife, his family, their lives are in my hands to make sure that this car is done right. So I've got to make sure it's right. They'll get out there on the road, and I know that 100% they're going to be going down the road in a brand new Challenger again with no question at all.
No alignment problems?
Nothing.
No drivability problems?
Get in and go.
What do we have here, Bob?
So that is actually the passenger side seat belt. These are R code. There's an R51 code for this car, the color combo of the interior of this car. So this is the code for this car, so it's got the exact seat belt in it. Anytime that you have any sort of collision, again, these are all electronically operated now. That's today's vehicles, right? So when these things do deploy, when you have airbags that go off, when you have safety restraint systems that go off and go into a module lockup, these components will all be in effect. Then you have to literally just take them out and you change them. You take these and you throw them away. So that's how they work. They're meant to be a one-time deal. You don't put your life in somebody's hands 10 times over. You only try to do it once.
But we know this is from Mopar because it even has the factory mounting bolts in it and the retaining clips so that you can get it mounted. This is a two-point mounting system here. Actually, three-point, Bub.
Yeah,
three. One, two, and three.
Yep.
This is an OEM factory part, which guarantees fit, finish, and quality, so that if this vehicle were ever hit again, not only would it be able to structurally take the hit because of the time that was invested in building the car properly and not rushing it down an assembly line at $42 an hour in a collision shop, but you get all the correct parts, which will work along with the durability and strength that's been built back into this vehicle.
Yeah, so it's coming together really well, man. It's, all those components right there are, you know, very easy. We've done the diagnostic side of it. We've already removed all the interior panels to access those pieces. So all we need to physically do now is take everything from the table, the side curtain airbag, the seat airbag, the side impact sensors, all of those components can physically be bolted into this Challenger now, and we can go ahead and finalize on putting the interior together. That's the first step into putting the rest of this interior together. The side curtain is holding us up from putting in the headliner assembly, so we'll go ahead and get that one in first, get the headliner in here before we put the seat in it, because it's kind of a little easier to work with the headliner and the seat, not in the car, so it's going to be a lot easier. We'll get all this interior in. We've already got the guys cleaning it up, man. Everything's looking super good. Ready to go into final assembly on this thing and get it out.
Yes, you started working on the final assembly, the interior cleanup yesterday, Bob.
Yeah.
So it is about quality, ladies and gentlemen. It is about going the extra mile, even if it costs you a couple, in our case, about 6,000 more.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's definitely going to, this one was a, you know, no money on this job at all, but, no. You know, we did it for the right guys. We did it for guys in our crew, and we wanted to make sure it's right. But I'll tell you what, once this thing gets back out there in the show circuit, there will be zero chance at all that anybody would be able to identify that this car is ever involved in any sort of accident, not even a scratch.
That's exactly right. Nobody will know the difference.
Yep.
So that's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you build quality into your clients' vehicles, especially when they are part of the Lion Pride here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yep.
Monkey Paradise is a very good sponsor. They're a very good friend of ours as well. Those are good guys over there, and we want to make sure this car is 110% perfect.
Well, I mean, as we do with any ride, you know, but, you know, just making sure that, you know, things are done right one time. You know, you don't want to, again, you don't want to slop this thing together and then have, you know, pieces of, you know, Bondo and stuff flaking off that are, you know, months down the road.
You won't have that with this car.
This car is going to just roll right out of the BEM, just like it was rolling out of Dodge dealership on North Lake Boulevard or 45th or Okeechobee. It's just going to roll out like it's going off a dealership showroom floor. It's not going to have any creaks, rattles, cracks, lights on the dash, imperfections, pulling down the road, none of that. It's all going to be just get in the thing and go out to dinner.
The other thing, too, is, Bub, if you were to take a magnet and walk down the side of this car, we'd grab metal everywhere that we've been.
All the way down.
That's right. Because you don't want people to know that there has ever been a collision or an accident.
Yep.
So, Bub, good work on this car. It's an, again, quality takes time.
Yep.
You don't excuse quality for quantity.
Yeah.
You don't. You either get one or the other.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, right?
That's it.
One or the other.
So it's looking really good, man. I'm feeling good about it. You know, I can't wait to get this thing wrapped up, get all the wet sanding and buffing done. We haven't done any of the final wet sand and buff on any of our side panels here yet that have already been painted. So I'm going to go through and do a full wet sand and buff on the car once it's done, get this thing shined up and ready to go hit the shows.
It's going to be the time. Mr. Producer.
Mark's just checking in. He says, good morning, and can't wait to see his dirt car come back not looking like it's ever been in a wreck from BEM.
Mark, if I'm driving that, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver of the number 12 car up there in the Northeast, who's just come off his seventh win in Winchester, Bub.
Yep.
We are going to bring that car down. I think sometime after October, we're going to be doing some body work to that, getting it ready to go.
Yep.
Going to get it ready for next season.
Yep.
Big things on the racing circuit for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports with both the rally and dirt track team. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming out of SEMA as we start to embark on that side of the career. There's a lot of very exciting things going on. All the major sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, will be having putting their product line up on our website. Mm-hmm. I'm working on that very aggressively right now so that prior to SEMA, once the car is released, all the product line is up there. You can buy the components individually from the big names out there who have aligned themselves because of who you are and what you build, Bub,
yep.
Who I am and what I do with the business. And then we will be building, you will be selling SEMA performance packages in different tiers to meet different budgets, okay, which will include the turbo setup, the Steeda auto suspension, the Palm Beach plating. All of the sponsors' products will be available in packages through you as the official designer and builder of that SEMA car.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. We've got really from here until the 20th of October is our cutoff date. The car is going to drop off down with Sean Kelly's DNA Surface Concepts.
Yes.
So we've got from now till then to just go full tilt on this thing. You know, we've got a lot of sponsors still sending product in. You know, Carbon Creations reach out to us. They wanted to send a full outfit of carbon for this thing. So we've got the carbon coming for the thing. We've got, you know, Nitto Tires is supplying some sick tires for this car to wrap up underneath
really
those
nice
American Racing wheels. So those things I know are probably in paint step right now.
I saw the post you put up. I put it up as well. Go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Instagram page. Those wheels you design,
yeah,
they remind me a lot of the wheels you designed for my Porsche.
Yeah, they're similar, man. This is kind of a straight cut blade spoke. It's you know, it's the coloring that I chose to go on this thing is going to look pretty insane. You know, anytime you can put any sort of like a black finish, I'll throw it out there, a little bit of sneak peek on it, but it's going to be a little bit of a gloss black finish.
Will there be red highlights?
There's going to be some red highlights, okay, and gloss red to match off the theme of the car, but also, as you know, when you do any sort of like black edging on a spoke, but you've got some sort of machine polish with clear on top, man, when that thing chops in the sun, dude, and you've got 20 plus spokes on this thing, it's going to look insane.
It won't see much road time, though.
No, not at all. I mean, it's just going to be trailing around all the time, but all good.
For the next 12 months,
it'll be awesome. Hey, I'll tell you what. Today is actually the first day, so we're still waiting. Final product for Steeda is coming in. We will do an interview tomorrow for you guys,
Pat,
with all of the Steeda products
that we've got.
They sent us in everything you could possibly imagine for the S550 Mustangs, right? So all these parts are coming in today. We'll film with them tomorrow. But I drove that car for the first time with stage one.
Oh, you did drive that today, man. How was it?
Dude. Stop. Let me tell you.
Really?
Just like moving the steering wheel with one finger, it's like a road course car.
Steeda is auto sports and done Bubba style, for
I'm
sure.
I'm telling you, man. So super excited about it. I've got to still get the ride height set on the thing.
Yes.
Get it all sitting level where I want it to sit, but I'm also waiting for the new wheels and tires because that is going to change the stance a little bit there. So I'm waiting for those to get in, and then you know, I'll just be down to like my fine tuning, getting all my caster camber done, getting my alignment done. Getting ride height set, and then that thing's going to be ready to just wipe down, send it down to Sean, and let him go.
It's going to be gorgeous. I'm going to have to drive that this afternoon. I haven't
You probably shouldn't. No, not yet. Just wait. Maybe just wait. I mean, right now would be the time I still have body repair time. You should probably just go do it now. Yeah.
Okay, I'll drive that tomorrow. I'll drive that today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll give you an update tomorrow about how it came back.
Probably not going to be so good.
You still have body work to do.
Right, I know. But I'm getting ready to paint tomorrow afternoon on the final body work. All that wide body from Duraflex is getting ready to go into coat. So I'm back in the paint shop today, tomorrow, Friday, I'll be back there finalizing all the final Challenger parts, getting those things painted up. As you can see, they're sitting here ready to go. We're down to literally scuffing them, wiping them, and shooting them. So I'm going to go back there and get those shot, get the Mustang parts shot. I'm probably going to paint these black and the Mustang parts blue. I'll have paint going all over the place, but it's going to look really good.
I'll tell you what, Bob, I was watching yesterday as you were body working all of the fenders and the flares of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Extreme Dimensions kit. And you took, I talked to Sam Piazza over there at Extreme Dimensions, the marketing manager, because you've got more parts coming from them.
Yeah, we have two more. Yep.
Yep. I explained to him that you have taken all of the square edges off that body kit and rounded it to give it a much more European flair fit and finish. And it just looks stunning, man.
Yeah, it's you know, it's turned out really well, man. It's you know, I think once people start seeing the way this car comes together, you probably won't see much more of sneak peeks for the next couple days, probably not till mid-next week. Maybe you have some of that wide body going on in its final color, and you know, we'll start getting that stuff up there for you guys to see. No full shots of the car have been done yet.
Nope.
But you know, we'll start doing some sneak peeks on that stuff once it goes on there, man. It's night and day, dude, the way it looks.
It's gorgeous.
Insane, man. It's coming together.
Robin actually stopped in yesterday and saw the car and was blown away. It was the first time she's seen it in person in 3 months.
I think I officially shut the hood on the car yesterday, and
motor's done.
I'm done under the engine bay, and I'm done.
Interior's done.
Interior. I'm still trying to do one more thing. If I can pull that dash out of that car, if I've got the time, I want to pull the dash out, do a nice little French seam across the whole thing. Come on,
so nice,
bro. Dude. But that's time right there. So I got to work that one in. I'm trying to see what my schedule allows. So we'll just see how it goes.
I get it. Bub, until tomorrow,
just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The Outlaw is loose in Abaco, ladies and gentlemen, and all over the web. Miss Outlaw Boutique at msoutlawboutique.com. Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest, everywhere. 561-660-6695. Stop in and meet the lovely Robin today. She is running the store while Layla takes a day off. Even outlaws have to have a day off. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will not be there for October. We'll be at SEMA unveiling the BEM Turbinetics Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang. It's going to be a great time. We hope to see you guys there. We're going to meet with a lot of people. Then in November, we'll be at the Cars and Coffee event on November 18th, where the public unveil with three major magazines will be out there to see the car in the VIP area where we'll be set up. So we'd like to see you come out and join us. We will have all of the sponsors out there as well. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, made right here in West Palm Beach. It is the premium vodka. It's the social vodka. Monkey in Paradise wants to know what's your paradise and to please drink responsibly. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full, or an old lady who's got a cart, or an old man who's got a cart. They just need help getting in or out of their car. Shoe somebody who may have holes in the bottom of their feet. And if somebody's hungry, McDonald's is cheap, 7-Eleven is cheap. You hear me say it all the time. Help somebody out. As bad as you guys think life may be, and as much as people think they have to complain, mumble, and bitch about, let's remember, you didn't get the phone call from the Las Vegas Police Department saying that your daughter was dead. There's a lot of sick people out there. This isn't a call for gun control. This is a call for people doing the right thing, ladies and gentlemen. So when you think your day is bad, get down on humble knee and say a prayer and thank God your son, your daughter, your mom, your dad, somebody wasn't lost in that tragic Las Vegas accident. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Little Money says, let's keep on doing it.
Just a quick shout out to everyone watching. Apparently today is National Vodka Day, so enjoy yourself some Monkey in Paradise.
Our producer has said before we hit the closing line that today is National Vodka Day.
Yeah.
If you have not,
right?
Bub's offset screaming yes with the bottle of Monkey in Paradise. If you have not had the chance to try Monkey in Paradise, it is the best. It's the social vodka. It's the two-time double gold winner coming straight out of San Francisco. Never been done before, and it's brewed right here in West Palm Beach by the great guys and that crew. Seth, Alex, Monkey, Frankie, everybody, all the guys there, good people, man. Check out Monkey in Paradise. It is available at Jumbie Bay Island Grill here locally on the West Coast through Turbinetics. Let's see, Bub. It's also, what's Johnny, what is it? Up here in Jupiter, where is it?
Johnny Mangoes
has it as well, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over down in West Palm Beach. Make sure you enjoy National Vodka Day with the Monkey.
But responsibly.
And we remind you, as I point to the boom mic, to please drink responsibly, because the monkey does catch up on you, like a monkey on your back. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, make sure we have a good day. Reach out to touch somebody's life positively. When you think life is bad, take a step back and try to view it from somebody else's position. Little Money says, till tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.